show.
Oh, look out! Look out! WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen.
That's
We're
it.
Talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
That's it.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
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 Oh.
It's all about the buzz.
About the music, maestro.
The Don and Mike Show.
There we go.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
Mm-hmm.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
And...
time for another webisode of the Don and Mike program.
Shush.
All right.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Oh, Regis Philbin.
Yeah?
Like asking Regis, what are you going to do tonight?
I guess the word is anal.
Again?
And what are you going to do to make sure it goes okay?
I better bring my rubbers.
Good man.
Okay.
Regis
Hi there,
Philbin.
Buzz.
Hi. Hi, Don and Mike.
How are you anyway?
I'm great. The Navy, though, has decided not to try to shoot down that spy satellite tonight after all.
Oh, you know.
Why?
What a great tease.
I'm going to tell you. There had been talk, just so people know, maybe you heard this morning, about moving the missile launch from Thursday to today, but here's your answer.
It's the weather.
Rough seas have made launching the
can
missile.
Can I give me a C?
I know a few rough seas.
It's made launching the missile from a ship a bad idea.
Well, now, isn't this kind of a bad sign if we were really just pulling this thing out to show China and everybody else that we've got something that can shoot the stuff out of the sky?
Yeah, it should be able to shoot it out of the sky under any circumstances.
So now China's going to attack us the next day it's windy.
Exactly.
When we're not ready. Right. The plan is to use a heat-seeking missile
to
find and destroy the dead orbit. They're going to use Gene Simmons.
How about the one in my pants?
Yeah, the silo of desire.
To find and destroy the dead orbit are about 100
feet. The one-eyed monster wants to come out and say hello.
Woo! About 150 miles up, they'll do this. The idea is to blast it into pieces small enough they'll all completely burn up on reentry. That should be easy since the satellite is loaded with rocket fuel.
So there's no word as to whether we'll get any kind of live coverage of this, right?
I haven't read or heard a thing about it. In fact, what little we've learned about this is considered a classified operation.
Right.
And everything I've told you about it so far have come from experts, observers, insiders in the military who don't want to be named.
I looked online today, and they showed in some, I don't know if it's NASA or some government org, .org thing, where it's going to get past San Francisco and get over Hawaii.
Right.
And then when it's
you
over
mean to the
water,
west of Hawaii.
Yes. When it goes past Hawaii, that's when they're going
to
shoot it down. So there's really not too much of a chance from the website I was looking at that says it's going to come down on a populated area to begin with.
I don't want to be a panic monger here, but I will tell you that if you have people that are going to Hawaii that are planning a deep sea fishing trip, what you might want to do is tell them to stay in the harbor.
Who are you?
Gene Simmons of KISS.
How about this? How
nice
about...
video.
Thank you so much.
What if they really are going to do it tonight, but because it's top secret, they're telling us they're not?
That would make me happy.
But we don't work that way anymore as a government.
No, we don't. We're just like, okay, it'll be at 2:15. China, get your cameras rolling.
And China.
This satellite hasn't worked since December, since shortly after it was launched. It'll be interesting to see if the shoot-down works, if a defense missile can be used offensively to hit a target it wasn't really designed for. The government had earlier issued orders to keep the sky open over the northern Pacific tonight starting at 10:30 Eastern time.
Stay open. And, the sign's on.
And is this going to screw up with is it a full lunar eclipse tonight? Is this what we are or are not going to see?
We won't see it here in the Washington, D.C. area because of the cloud cover and the snow. But a lot of the country here in the northern hemisphere will see it tonight. Starting at 10 Eastern time, 7 Pacific. It will peak around 10:30 Eastern, 7:30 Pacific. That's when it'll be its reddest.
And it's a red moon.
Yes, absolutely. Because of the shadow the Earth is casting on the moon created by the sun.
I've
seen the recreation, the simulation. Have you seen the Jimmy Dean ad? I love the Jimmy Dean ads where it's the guy in the big sun suit and the guy in the moon suit comes in front of him and they're eating the Jimmy Dean breakfast and he turns around and he says, "This Jimmy Dean food is delicious," the guy in the big moon suit. And he's standing right in front of the guy in the sun.
Right.
And then the sun guy says to the secretary, "Schedule an eclipse for tomorrow."
Yeah,
so we can have another good breakfast.
You know why? Because the sun and the moon become friends.
And I like to die when I seen the sun come out,
uh-huh.
and he has human arms and legs, and he He cooked his breakfast with a microwave.
And he's complaining to his family because they're talking about having to go to school and whatnot. And then he talks about the fact he's got to heat the earth.
You see, he's the sun.
He's the sun.
Maybe it's because President Bush won't be president much longer, but a new survey shows Americans turning optimistic about the future. The Zogby poll for the Reuters News Service finds growing confidence in America and an even more forgiving attitude toward George W. In the last month, the mood index...
Hold on.
Okay.
For you. Here's
you have some George
Nelson.
W. Oh, no, oh Willie talking about the president. I've
Willie
heard
Nelson,
about this.
Willie Nelson actually feels sorry for George Bush, as long as you're talking about people feeling sorry for the man.
I really do believe that George Bush believes he's right. I think he really believes what he's saying. And that makes it even more pathetic, I guess.
Yeah.
I just think he's been the victim of a whole lot of bad advice. And I find it hard to blame the guy. I almost feel sorry for the guy.
There
you know what I mean?
There's the sympathy.
How about
there's
that
the,
with Willie Nelson?
You know, outside
that.
Of the feeling sorry for him, I 100% agree with Willie.
Yeah.
Willie's been drinking all, you know, he's been having all that pot on his tour bus, getting high every day. Willie's right. I think he's right. He's gotten bad advice. He believes with, don't you believe that W
yes.
thinks he's doing the right thing?
Of course he does.
Absolutely.
I've always believed that.
Surrounded by sycophants.
I don't really believe that there's any way that W thinks that, you know, what he's doing is wrong.
No. Feels very right about it, I think.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, especially on the left, will say, oh, this is a big conspiracy and all this.
No
I think that his vision for the world, you know, is legit.
He's kind of a simple man with a simple little look at things. And, you know, he's got guys like, what's his name, Darth Cheney?
Yeah, right. Cheney's over there going, Mr. Pitt. Now, I don't feel the same way about Cheney.
No, less
forgiving. I think Cheney likes to go,
Dr. Evil.
Open up my big
Yeah, he
safe.
Knows what's going on.
Yes, deposit the jewels in my bank account.
Big Dick Cheney. Hey, and how about my man Hill, huh? I made the right move there. You know what she's got
on
her side right now? She
victory.
Got the big mo on her side. I call it momentum.
You think she's going to pack it in if she doesn't win the big things on March 4th?
Yeah, she didn't win, was it Texas?
Texas
right,
and Ohio.
Texas and Ohio. Huh?
Yeah, she's done. Those she's done. Things. Robbie, it's going to be the black. Don't know how to tell you this, son.
No comments.
It's going to be the black.
Yeehaw! Get her done.
We're talking about the mood of the country, the optimism that's suddenly been detected in surveys. In the last month, the mood index has jumped from 94 to over 99%. Even our concerns about safety and financial security seem to have eased up a bit. There is, of course, a dark lining to the silver cloud. Most Americans believe we are heading into a recession, and nearly two-thirds of us still think the country is on the wrong track, but at least, according to this, we're optimistic.
Hey, but Blu-ray won.
Yes, it did, so there's that.
And that bugs the hell out of you, doesn't it? You don't like the fact that Blu-ray won.
Here's why.
You gave everybody HD players.
As I mentioned yesterday, the Japs screwed me again. Mm-hmm. I believed them with Betamax.
Right.
And I got beaten out, and I thought the second time around, there's no way that they're going to win with Blu-ray.
Right.
I thought HD would be the format that would win out.
The porn companies went with HD initially, thinking it was going to be the one that would win out. I trusted them. So I got screwed.
So you can't take all the – I have like maybe seven HD movies, and I can't play a thing on my Blu-ray, right?
I got about 50 of them.
Do you really have 50 HD movies?
Sure, but I'll play them on my Xbox.
Okay, they work on Xbox.
I bet that within a year and a half, Blu-ray magically starts playing them.
Oh, really? Okay.
Don't you think?
They're already making combination players that play Blu-ray, HD, and regular.
Blu-ray!
Oh, by the way, the Supreme Court yesterday...
Did you just sing Blue Moon?
I sang it to Red Moon, and I sang it to Blu-ray. Same tune.
Now will you do Pocket Bell's Cannon?
Or Moon River?
Meow, meow, meow.
What about this song, Mike?
Carl Yastrzemski.
Yeah.
Carl Yastrzemski.
Yeah.
Carl Yastrzemski. The man they call Yastrzemski.
Yeah.
Carl Yastrzemski.
Oh.
Carl Yastrzemski.
Carl Yastrzemski. He's a big, big fag.
Stop it.
By the way, the Supreme Court yesterday refused to even listen to arguments there might be something hinky about the president's warrantless wiretapping. Quoting an ACLU lawyer, the court's unwillingness to act makes it even more important that Congress insist on safeguards that'll protect civil liberties without jeopardizing national
ACLU
security.
ACLU more music time. 16 packs out on ACLU.
We're warrantless wiretapping.
Woo! Jerry Pye on ACLU.
Congress, of course, still wrestling with what we talked about the other day, wrestling with the president over a plan to keep you from suing a phone company for invading your privacy.
You are listening to NAMBLA.
Wow. Yes, sir. I want to say hi to all the guys and little guys out there.
Why is it that these creeps always get busted? There was a guy just in the paper last week from D.C., mm-hmm. one of our neighboring states. The guy was the leader of the, of course, against, he was the leader of anti World Wide Web pornography with kids. Mm-hmm. Let's keep the web safe.
Okay, one of Boy those Scout guys. Guy, too, right? The, one of those troop leaders or youth outreach, like a pastor or
boys,
something like that.
Boys clubs.
Yeah, he was involved in
like
all
that. Anyway, I know what it was. Big brothers and big sisters. Mm-hmm. The guy was the president of this, like, for 20 years. They get a tip and they go into his house, and they found out that the guy has just got kiddie porn everywhere.
Took mm-hmm. the computers out, and he is busted.
And you know what the guy said? This is just such a pisser, this particular politician. Mm-hmm. I'm going into recovery. I'm going into
rehab. You know,
how do you go into rehab for, like, looking at little boys who are naked?
Right.
And really, there's not a no rehab for it. I mean.
No, it's BS. It's crap.
It's like you wouldn't have gone to rehab, dude, if you hadn't been caught with the kiddie porn. And plus, a little weird, huh, that you missed the big brothers and big sisters.
Isn't it kind of strange when you label everything as a disease? I mean, I'll give you drug addiction and the psychological dependency that goes with it. I'll give you alcoholism, a lot of that. I think that, you know, there are substances you put in your body that grab you and will not let go.
Right.
And certain people have a tougher time of it. But you're talking about something like that. Yeah. You know, it just strikes me, you know, you can, the disease thing.
A politician can get away with it, like if he's driving with Xanax and booze. Mm-hmm. But this guy's a kid toucher.
Right,
the last time that I checked, there was no, or at least he likes watching kid touching video.
Yeah, you're not going to recover. You should be going into jail because what you've done is, you know, immoral and illegal.
Who is this cat? Does anybody know this guy's name?
No, I don't know the name.
Hughes?
Is it Michael? Michael Hughes.
That's like that tape we had.
What have you always said, though, Don? Find a job you like.
And you'll never work a day in your life.
More of what you were talking about. And the news networks keep calling him Osama. And now I almost did it. A story about Osama versus Obama when we...
Barack Obama!
Yeah, that's they're starting that one now.
Yeah,
they're starting that one out
of that. Yeah, we'll talk about that.
You know what his middle name is.
Yeah. He's saying, I'm a scared. I'm a scared. Swift boat.
Hussein sounds like insane.
Yeah, sounds like we're all going to be having our heads covered real soon.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Sing our names.
The Don and Mike Show.
Mysterious visitors from the Orient. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Who he?
It's our man, Dude Walker.
Ah!
Hey, that's how you do that. Yeah. Ari just... What makes you make that sound?
I guess the word is anal.
Anal.
That's groove. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Obama mania swept through two more states yesterday, bringing the 9th and 10th consecutive primary wins for Barack Obama. He won Wisconsin by 17 points. The latest national polls show him leading Hillary by 14 points. And while John McCain now appears to have the Republican nomination sewn up, the latest Zogby poll shows McCain losing to Obama in November 47-40% as things stand now.
You know, it's probably because we're finally starting to get a clear view of the Democratic frontrunner, but I'm beginning to see all the crap start happening.
Sure.
I mean, you know, Obama's been on a roll. Yeah. Obama has been, you know, cruising along.
Can't last forever.
And now I'm starting to hear, you've heard it under the surface.
Yeah.
The whole thing about, his name's Hussein. Uh-huh. His name's Hussein.
He might be Muslim.
He went to a Muslim school, but
thank
now
you,
you're
News
hearing
Channel.
It more and mm-hmm. more and
he
more.
He did coke.
And then you get the thing
he's
with...
He's black.
And then you get the thing with his wife who gets out there and says, you know, I'm proud. For the first time in my life, I'm proud. You know, and it's...
Two snaps.
I think this is the... you know, any way you slice it. This is what we have to look forward to. It will not be a smooth campaign for Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Really will not. That's just the way it is.
For a political moment. Huh? Pick the winner. Mike, you're the political junkie.
Yeah.
State of Wisconsin. James Source, registered voter, voted yesterday.
No.
Who did James Source vote for?
I'm going to go on stats, and because I am a political junkie and I watched all that exit polling, he voted for Barack Obama.
He did not.
Who did he vote for?
He voted for McCain.
He voted Republican.
Would have been my
guess. Is he a registered Republican up there?
No.
Is it like Virginia where they can vote on either side? Uh-huh. Is that the way that goes?
I think he's registered as a Republican. Right. I think he was very surprised. I had the opportunity to talk to Spencer today. Surprised with the results because most of his friends and most of his coworkers seemed pretty much as one that the state of Wisconsin would not elect either a black man or a woman. So he's kind of blown away by that prospect.
Well, I think he better get used to the new order of things.
A lot
things.
Of people will.
So that's who Grandpa voted for?
Oh, that's right. I forget. My brother's. Grandpa.
Did Marnie vote?
You know, I didn't ask, Robbie.
Because they share common interests.
Yeah. I don't believe he lets her vote, Rob.
I don't think the state lets her vote.
That's right. Not in Wisconsin.
You got the Vish memory.
I just love bringing it
that
up.
Rob clings to that, and it's so great that one time, didn't we ask him, what do you love about her?
Yeah, what's the best thing about your wife? Mm-hmm.
We have common interests.
We have common interests.
I couldn't tell you one thing they have in common, unless it's the fact that they both hate cleaning up after my brother.
And we learned on a recent call that at 5 o'clock every day they have a cup of coffee.
They sit in the kitchen and have a cup of coffee.
Now that I think is sweet.
Yeah. And he gets a stool softener.
That's right, which is low.
And a magazine.
A stool softener.
Anyway, voted for McCain. I think she voted for. He mentioned to me. She voted for Barack Obama.
Okay. Ah, all right. Interesting.
Just to cancel out his vote.
Yeah, because they have common interests.
Just
right.
To cancel it
now,
out.
Hillary is focusing on Ohio and Texas, as you mentioned earlier, hoping to convince voters between now and then that experience is better than change. But the latest report on campaign finances shows Obama raised more money last month than Clinton and McCain combined.
Here's a funny tape. Here's a crowd.
Yes, we will.
This is Hillary.
Yes, we will.
Chanting.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will.
Now, here's the crowd not chanting with her.
We need an agenda that people are excited about again in America. We need to believe that we will solve our problems. Now, I believe that we can set those big goals again. I know we can. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Yes, we will.
Oh, dear.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Yes, we will.
That is not a gag.
No.
We're like playing the same thing over and over.
Isn't his, Barack Obama's, is yes, we can. That's
She's
right.
trying so hard.
Jesus, Hillary, come on.
She even pulled out the fainting trick.
You can do better than that.
Problem was that speech was a Gallaudet.
We need an agenda that people are excited about again in America.
Oh, her voice.
We need to believe that we can.
All the candidates are hagged out.
Yeah, absolutely. They're wiped out.
Now, I believe that we can set those big goals again. I know we can. Yes, we will. Yes, we will.
Yes, we will.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. And here's what we will do together.
Anyway, she wanted them all desperately to go, yes, we will. Mm-hmm.
Don't you just almost want to see a movie moment where she's like, oh, F it. Just F it.
You may see it with all the pressure.
Yeah, really.
It's probably inevitable that from time to time somebody will slip up and say Osama when they mean Obama.
Do you think anyone would ever tell her Hill? And I voted for her.
Yes, right.
She's not going to win, but I voted for her. Do you think anyone has the balls to sit down and say, Hill, we're talking about your voice today. Maybe try when you're talking to the crowd, don't use the same tone that you used when you found out that Bill was dropping a load.
Honey, can you make it a little more velvety?
God damn it, honey. Let me try to rub your shoulders before you go out to talk to the crowd, because maybe you shouldn't sound like the teacher in the Cheech and Chong Sister Mary Elephant when you're out there trying to finesse them.
Meanwhile, you hear Obama, and he sounds like the midday guy on the old WKYS. He is fantastic.
Smooth.
Yeah. He's like Chuck Davis.
Hey, how are you? Yeah. Chuck Davis, 93.9, WKYS.
Fantastic. Well, you have to wonder about the...
Chuck Davis was a white man in a black man's world,
was
he not?
Yes, you had Chuck Davis, you had Jeff Leonard, you had Donnie in the morning, and, you know, they were all kind of cool.
Except they were all white, except for Donnie Simpson.
That's right.
Whatever happened to Donnie Simpson? He's on some loser station now. No one listens to him.
Never. No, it doesn't get any ratings at all.
A local station.
Right,
all
local
I know
station.
Is Somebody in this room told me he gets his hair cut during his show.
Yeah, I happen to be over there that day.
Oh, wow.
Hey, really? We got to start doing that again.
Put on a slow jam. Donnie needs to get his hair cut.
Yes, sir.
And Tony Perkins can come over and cover it live on the news.
We have to wonder about the MSNBC employee who put an Osama bin Laden photo on screen while Chris Matthews was talking about Barack Obama. NBC News says the graphics department employee has been reprimanded. Chris Matthews apologized on the air shortly after someone from the Obama camp called to complain. When the show was re-aired later, the Osama graphic had been replaced by a picture.
I'm really sorry.
Let's go to the control room.
There he is.
I thought it was Osama.
Charlie.
But it won't happen again.
And that's your news.
And that's your news. I'm Shep Smith. Shepard Smith. He's good.
Charlie, have you seen the Gene Simmons video?
Yes, I have.
What are your opinions?
Ooh. Gross. Hey, I thought it was grotesque.
He's like you. He keeps his shirt on, Charlie.
Always. Every time I have sex.
Or shower.
Or shower or swim. Anything with water or women.
Hey, how do you like those boys on American Idol, Charlie?
They suck. I want the ladies. Yeah. I'm looking forward to tonight.
What do you want to do to them?
I want to, you know.
F them?
Yeah. All of them. At the same time. And I got the thing that can do it.
Oh, wow. Your big wet thing?
Yes, sir.
Your big wet thing.
Joe Radio.
The return of Dog the Bounty Hunter when we return.
Did you just say Joe Radio, Charlie?
Did he just say return of Dog the Bounty Hunter?
I did, Charlie.
Life is good.
Yes.
The Don and Mike Show.
They're
good. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot? Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
If you want it, here he is.
Habla funny, Don Geronimo y Mike O'Mara.
You want it? Hi there, Buzz Girdley.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Get it. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, TV news. You don't have that many shows when you're the A&E network. So A&E, which used to stand for Arts and Entertainment, is bringing back Dog the Bounty Hunter. Back in October, the National Enquirer leaked a recording of Dwayne Dog Chapman.
This is Robert, the angry mailman for the Don's and Mike Show.
Using the N-word repeatedly.
Hi, this is Robert the mailman.
He can panel on that tomorrow.
Who he?
He can.
I forgot, he's coming in tomorrow to discuss going to Australia to box a kangaroo.
Hallelujah. I can't wait. A&E officials say they're very pleased with the way Dougie apologized for his racist rant and with how he's reached out to the black community since. A&E says production has resumed on Dog the Bounty Hunter in Hawaii.
Well, there you go. The other shoe's dropped.
Yes.
Yeah, it's
that's
all
it.
Over.
I guess maybe that big bus is going to hit the earth after all, Buzz. Please.
See? This is what I've been saying all along.
How fast? I mean, how'd the guy get that job back that fast?
It was a quick turnaround because they you know why? They probably already had intended to do it even when he got suspended.
They're A&E. They have nothing else.
Mm-hmm. Didn't he, like, pray to God to kill him or something?
There was something about that, yeah.
He was very contrite.
Because he had used the N-word?
He was very contrite.
Felt bad.
Anybody that knows me, I got a great tan.
He was on Larry King. I think that helped.
Right. It always does. The Fox TV network says it, too, will start running new episodes of scripted shows in April, just a few weeks later than the other networks. Getting new episodes of House, Bones, and Back to You on the air hasn't been as pressing for Fox as it was for the other networks because Fox has American Idol. But now Fox says there will be new episodes of House starting April 28th, and the network says work has also begun on its animated favorites, including The Simpsons and Family Guy. And NBC says it's getting out of the business of having a new fall season, something that's been a television tradition. In fact,
didn't they start that really 3 years ago?
Well, they stopped having shows, yeah. In fact, it started as a radio tradition when families used to gather around the radio as the weather got cooler in the fall. But now, mostly thanks to cable, rolling out new shows has gotten to be a year-round thing. ABC found out that Grey's Anatomy could be a hit, even though it debuted in the month of March. And what advertisers really want in the fall for that all-important final 3 months of the year is proven hits. With the death of the new fall season, networks no longer have to throw all their new shows against the wall at the same time to see which ones are going to stay.
I don't mind that. I don't mind that at all. Yeah, I like the idea of seeing new shows debut all year round. I think that's a good idea.
Also, I got a wonderful box set in the mail yesterday from Fox. Mm-hmm. Really, the 20th anniversary of Cops.
Right.
And I've not gotten a chance to watch it yet. They sent a free copy with a great little freebie that was.
Sure.
I'm praying to God the one guy that I remember is the guy without a shirt on that was beating his head against the door of the car, against the window of the car.
When they put him in the cruiser.
Kind of looked like Big John Studd, the wrestler. Mm-hmm. I mean, the guy, it was the one moment when I said, cops, I'll always watch it.
It's a go-to, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's a classic.
They got like, it's in all kinds of different categories and sections. It's like drunk driving arrest, listeners' favorites. Mm-hmm. Handguns and weapons.
Too hot for TV.
Yeah, love it, love it, love it.
Finally, a thing about politicians and strange bedfellows. A Louisiana lawmaker is opposing a measure that would limit to $50 the amount of money a lobbyist can spend to take a lawmaker to lunch, tax and tip not included. Charmaine Marchand represents the part of New Orleans, and she says $50 means, quote, we're going to be eating at Taco Bell. By the way, for $50 at Taco Bell, you can get 63 soft shell tacos.
It's just lunch.
But they have
seen those stupid commercials.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's like, hey, hi there. Guess what? How would you like to be taken apart by a serial murderer?
It's just lunch.
It's just lunch. Right until he chopped your head off.
It's just lunch.
They have bigger problems in Birmingham, Alabama, where it appears the mayor has possibly misused some charity money that was meant to buy computers for poor kids. $30,000 apparently went to Mark Anthony Donai, or Ryan Idle, as he was known in the 90s.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
Back when he was a gay porn star.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
He got us there at the end, didn't he?
And on that happy note, that's it. We'll see you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you over there, Pilates.
Good day to you, sir.
And have.
Good night, Mr. Queso. Ka-ching.
Yes, sirree, Queso.
Bye, Cameron.
Thanks for the work.
This is the Don and Mike Show.